Okay, if you see this title, you should be wondering what is this topic. If you are not a fan of my video, or if you are some hater lah, or some keyboard warrior, okay, don't watch this video, okay? Please, please don't watch this video, okay? This video is a clickbait. Don't watch, okay? Because for this video, I just want to say some of my truthful thoughts and share some of the things with my viewers. Viewers, as in people that really supported this channel, people really like the content, you know. I fully appreciate it when people message me or people call me, and then customer call me and tell me, "Hey, Aaron, thank you for your video. I have learned a lot. Aaron, thank you for your video. It makes me make better decisions and whatsoever." Okay, I totally appreciate people like that. I just want to say this. The reason is because, right, I realize a lot of people, or some of the viewers, y'all are new viewers, or y'all are like, okay, I don't know what kind of viewers are you lah, but I get comments like, for example, "Whoa, how can this person yap for 15 minutes and yet not say anything?" You know? So I get this kind of, to me, it's like, whoa, I don't know what to say there. Because I know I said something. People also know I say something like, I got 163 likes or 167 likes, 7,000 over views, and I went to watch it. I went to see my statistics. Most of the people watch 7 to 8 minutes at least, you know? So if really, I don't think people can watch so long lah. Okay? So in this video, right, I just trying to be very frank and very direct. I hope I don't offend you. But if you are not a fan of my video, or you don't like me, don't watch. Don't watch, okay? Because you wouldn't like this video and you wouldn't learn anything. And I will I will still walk 10 to 15 minutes and you won't get back anything, okay? Because you don't understand. Okay, so I started this channel from 2018 or 19, I think. So far, let's take a look. So far, I think I make enough videos lah. Okay, so far I have 12,982 subscriber. I tell you, it's not a lot, frankly speaking, because like Mr. Beast, I got a few million, KC Nestack got a lot, what, still got what, Banana, Wild Banana, Titan, Jianhao, they got a lot. I wouldn't get a lot one, to be frank with you, because the only thing I talk about is property. My content is very niche, so it's very okay for me to get 12,982 subscriber as of today, because to me, my subscribers is hard to come. Number one, I feel that agent will not like my channel because they will see me as a competitor. Not all the agents lah. Some agents with a big heart they will help me like and subscribe. Some agents they feel that I'm a competitor. They will talk me down. They will not agree with me and whatsoever. Or some people is like my competitor. They do video also. They copy my content, copy my title, say the same thing and whatsoever. Or some people watch a video and make their own video whatsoever. So I'm very sure not everybody will like my video. Not everybody will subscribe to my channel. Okay? But one important thing that I want to say today, right? Like again, like if you're not my supporter, don't watch, okay? Okay, I don't want to nag about this already. So basically, I think till date in my system, I have done from 2023, 2024, how many videos are wow, really very hard to see that, but I think I have done easily lah, easily about 300 to 400 videos or more. And none of my videos are going to show you slides. None of my videos are going to show you statistics or whatsoever. My videos are all in the line where I try my best to press the record button and I just talk like what happened now. If you think it's very easy, you go and try lor. You go and try to click and talk about property for 15 minutes or 10 minutes lah. You see whether you can or not lor. Because I have a team of agents. I teach agents how to make content. I teach agents how to market themselves. I teach agents how to close deals. I teach agents how what's the flow in the real estate industry. When I tell agents to make video, I say you go and click record and talk 5 minutes. They also cannot. Even experienced agent, I say you click record and talk 5 minutes. They also cannot. They only can make TikTok video. Then they say a bit, then they get an editor to cut and put together. Then the TikTok video only like 30 seconds or 1 minute or 1.5 minutes. So you want to be able to look at the camera and talk about knowledge. Talk about knowledge, huh? For 10 to 15 minutes, 20 minutes, even 2 hours. It's not easy, oh. Really, it's not easy. So I am quite confident, not say how lian, I'm confident in what I'm doing. The reason is because this is the number 15 year that I'm in the real estate industry since the age of, I think, 21 or 22. So you roughly know how old I am, lah. So I have been working in this industry continuously from maybe the first 1 or 2 years. You can call me a part-timer because I'm still studying the university. But I call myself a full-time agent but a part-time student, lah. But I enroll to a full-time course, lah. But my course don't go at night, my call is in the morning, but my work is at night. So to me, I work more than I study. So that's how I started my real estate journey. Then after that, I didn't go out to the outside world to work. I never get employed. So you will say that, hey Aaron, you never get employed. No, not true. Because when I'm young, right, I ever push the trolley to go and sell ice cream. I ever go to World of Sports Colombia to sell shoes. I ever work in a shop called Baking Boys or something to bake cookie and sell to people. Something like the Auntie Anne shop where I need to bake the cookie myself, then handle the cashier, sell shoes. I started working when I was really very young. So these are the things that I have done before. It's not that I never get employed before. But I feel that why did I go to the real estate industry? It's because I actually wanted to go and join Nike. To work in a Nike shop part-time. So I went for interview. I came down. I saw my secondary school junior. I spoke to him. He told me about real estate industry. At the same time, Nike never enrolled me. Because my school schedule is like, they cannot follow my school schedule. So in the end, they never take me up for the job. So it's okay lah. You know, they never take me up. So at that time, I have to pay like $699, $799 and become an agent. I have to pay first, okay? As a kid that is still in the army, going to ORD, I have to take out money, pay first, and then start trying to make money out of everything that I have. I always like to say this thing. My friend don't even have money to buy a bicycle. Why would they buy a house? So, to date, 15 years in the industry. Okay, before I continue my story, I want to tell you that at the back of this video, I will talk about something about property. So I will talk about the cooling measure, some of the controversy that's going on. I already talked about it in the Telegram group, but I'm still going to talk about it. I'm going to show you how I can for 20 over minutes, including my life and about property later. How I link it together, okay? Okay. So, sorry, if you don't like to watch, sorry. Don't talk this kind of thing already. You not say too many times, very sian, right? Sorry, okay. So most importantly, I would say I make it, but I earn enough money and I'm happy here. Why? I control my own time, I control my own income, I control my work. I make sure that I'm up to standard. I only need to govern myself. As long as I do a good job, I don't need to care whether other people will affect my own performance or not. So I love this industry. And one important thing is in this industry, knowledge is king. You get knowledge, you can do a lot of things, you can help a lot of people, you can do your work easily, you can work lesser and earn more because you got the knowledge. You no need to go and relearn the knowledge. So most importantly, while the industry keep improving, keep changing, I need to be up to standard. So one thing I tell people about Singapore real estate industry is very simple. It's very different from other people or other country. Why? Number one, over here got CPF. Number two, we got RA account. Number three, we got HDB flat. We got a lot of rules and regulation. It's not like other country where they buy a house, they can buy 2 or 3, they got money, can they pay cash lah. They don't have all these rules, they don't have HDB, they don't have private property, they are all private property, then they pay cash, they don't need to care ethnic ratio or whatsoever. So, one good thing about real estate in Singapore is that they have so many things, that's why I got chance to earn money mah. Okay? So, I love my job. I can tell you I love my job. And when I started, frankly speaking, there's not much help that was given to me when I was 22. So I did my best. I I do my best and learn as much as I can. And I stand here today to tell you that knowledge is king, because knowledge is the one that helped me stay till today. If I don't have knowledge, I don't know where I will be today. If I never put effort into getting knowledge, I don't know how I can make it today. So I always tell my team members and my agents that if today there is a question that you ask me and I cannot answer you, please quit. Please leave me, because I cannot value add you anymore. Okay? Or I always tell other people that want to recruit me or want to headhunt me, I tell them, if you can teach me something that I don't know about the real estate industry, I will quit and join you. Or I will pay for the course. I'll pay for the course and go and learn. Because till date, the last thing that I was being taught that I was very interested in that I really don't know was en bloc collective sale. So when I went for the en bloc course and the collective sale course, I would learn how to calculate DPDC, land cost, construction cost, how to en bloc, whether they make money or not, how developer make money, how they calculate the cost, what OPP la, change of use la, all these things. So those are like really upper level. I really appreciate the people that allow me to attend the course, and I also appreciate that I managed to enter the team at such a young age, learn from a lot of people in the team. You know, even though we didn't close much, but the knowledge is valuable. It's valuable even when I'm not doing en bloc, because at least now in new launch market, resale market, I understand how the market works, what the developer thinking, is there potential to en bloc. I know all these things. Okay? So, thank you for watching. You know me very well. You know, we left with a few subscribers to hit 13,000. And thank you for your support for 2024. We are going into 2025 now. All I have to say is, in this video, I'm not just here to talk about property, because this may be the last video that I will do in 2024. Because the next few videos, right, will be videos that I will still do today and I will release. Okay, one interesting point that I want to announce is that, why am I doing members video? Why do I need to charge people? I think, to make it very direct with you, is that I set up the members section firstly because I want to do videos that doesn't get scrutinized by public opinions, or doesn't get scrutinized by private opinions, or by upper managements. Because eventually I'm part of a company. I cannot just go out and just say, hey, you no good, where I'm selling that thing, or my company is selling that thing. So when I put in a members video, I feel more rest assured that I can say the truth, I can comment freely, I can give my most direct opinion, so that people, it's private, man. People cannot blame me for it, people cannot penalize me for it. This is why if you go to my members video today, okay, I just upgraded my computer. I think I got two computers, but now my computers are all very fast. So you see me looking left and right because there's one here and one here. Okay, because I'm editing more videos and I'm editing a lot of travel videos because I have a travel channel. So you can go and search it up. What happened is in my members video, okay, I have to go and, I don't know how to check. Okay, but in my members video, the last members video, I talked about Trump by EOK. Then I talk about Novo Place review. I review about some of the new launch project, okay, that I'm interested in. Those that I never review means I'm not interested. I'll be very direct with you. Then I talk about the explanation about some of the shift. I don't want to offend people lah. So I mention some of the property names here and there in the members video. The reason is because it gives me the freedom to freely share, okay? So if you really, really, really want to watch very direct and true opinion, you can go to the members video, because you just pay $15, you can watch finish all the members video, then you can unsubscribe. That's just for $15. You can watch for a month. You don't need to renew. I don't need you to renew. Okay? Because I just want to have a platform where I can talk freely. Okay? So over here, I will still continue to do public video. It's not that I won't. But the thing is, some of the things, like example, talking about property names, if you have been with me for the last 4, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, you know that I don't offend people. I don't say property names. I don't say this property good, that property good, no good. I don't say this kind of thing. So you know my style. Actually, coming to look at it, I feel that the channel has transformed and evolved into two main categories. One is educating. I feel that here I am giving the knowledge to educate you about things that are not being discussed or being taught openly about the property market. Number two, I want to share with you the truth on the ground. Okay, later the next topic, I'm going to talk about it. Why I say truth on the ground? I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to share with you why have to be on the ground. I am on the ground. My agents are on the ground. I talk to people on the ground. We are on the ground. We serve customers. We serve buyers. We serve sellers. We are the one transacting. So on the ground and just looking at statistics, I can tell you that a lot of things, you cannot just look at statistics and depict that, or the property market is like that because the statistics write like that. The statistics show like that means the property market is like that. No, it's not true. Because on the ground, we see something different. You know, we see things that is not exactly that said in the statistics. And a lot of things in the statistics are not real time. They are past, they are lagging effects. They are lagging indicators. Okay. So this is why I'm very particular about it. So if you join my channel, you want to watch my channel, don't complain because what I share is on the ground. It may not be shown on statistics and it may never be shown on statistics because I already comment a few videos before that already why statistics don't show all these things. Okay, so if you join my Telegram group, I talk a lot recently about some of the things lah. So one of the things that I want to talk about is cooling measure. I think a lot of cooling measure is being discussed. People are talking about cooling measure. Actually, if you look at it, I announced this video about cooling that I feel that there may be a cooling measure on 2 weeks ago. Then later on, I start to see a lot of people are talking about cooling measure. I think there's people that talk about cooling measure before my video also lah. But after my video, I think even Straits Times also come out with cooling measure and whatsoever. And then I see people talking about ABSD. Okay, then I read already, I feel that not correct. Why? Number one, ABSD is called Additional Buyer Stamp Duty. In IRAS context, okay, you can correct me if I'm wrong, because that's what I see in IRAS context. When ABSD is being created last time, it's called Additional Buyer Stamp Duty. Additional Buyer Stamp Duty, right, applies on top of BSD. Which is buyer stamp duty. So like for example, PR buy first house, they apply on top of the PR. That's why PR has to pay additional buyer stamp duty of 5% on top of BSD. So now people talking about a cooling measure will have additional buyer stamp duty. Do you think it makes sense for the government to put an additional buyer stamp duty on Singaporeans that is buying property that is 1 million and above? I totally don't think it makes sense, lor. Because how many of the HDB flats are 1 million now? How many of the private property is less than 1 million now? So, I don't think the word ABSD is being used correctly. So, I went to Google buyer stamp duty. So, if you don't know, the buyer stamp duty has a very special calculation one, okay? Because the first 180,000, okay, is 1%. The second 180,000 is 2%. Then, this is the latest one, on and after 15 Feb. Then later, the next 640,000 is 3%. Then the next 500,000 is 4%. But the next 1.5 million, okay, means, 1.7 million, 1.8 million onwards, the next 150 is 5%. Then the remaining amount is 6%. So BSD, there's a tiering one. So first 180,000, you dump 1%. The next 180,000, you dump 2%. So if you really want to go and slap people with what the newspaper write, additional buyer stamp duty. Additional, it's not additional, but if you say that 1 million, then for example, then you should put the next 500,000 9%, then the next 150,000 you put 14%. This is buyer stamp duty, it's not additional buyer stamp duty. You get where I'm coming from? The context being used is wrong. And why do you want to tax first timer? See, everybody must have the freedom to buy. You cannot tax people that have never bought a property, then everybody go and rent property, man, and all the young Singaporeans go and do rental already, then the property market in Singapore will be in trouble. So, again, That's wrong. Then when you tell me ABSD, my idea is, are you going to increase the ABSD again? From, I don't know what is the ABSD today, I think 17% or something. Because the thing is, are the people, are the second timer or the third timer the buyers in the market? Are the foreigners the buyer in the market pushing the market up? They are not. They are not. So why do you want to increase the ABSD? Because these are not the people buying, ma. These people, there's no effect on increasing the ABSD. And then it's also unfair effect if you go and increase, if you go and put a 5% ABSD on top of $1 million purchase. Then you're trying to say that you want to increase the BSD amount. That's not correct, right? Because they are all first timer, right? Okay. Anyway, I just want to tell you that all these things to me is not correct. I've been in the market from 2009. I have seen cooling measure from the start to the end. Because when I come in, that's when the market flew. Lah. So I seen cooling measure. So I put in my Telegram group, I say, I saw cooling measure from, there's a lot of things lah that I talk about. I talk about fake news and all these things in my Telegram group. I don't want to talk about that today because today I just want to talk about cooling measure. So I talk about that. It's not correct to do it that way. Okay, wait lah. Where is it? I even let y'all vote. I even let my people in the Telegram group vote to say that, hey, why shouldn't like that? Okay. So, first of all, I ask what is a good cooling measure. To me, I feel that HDB owner should not be allowed to buy private property even if they pay ABSD. Or even if you put one owner, one essential occupier, after 5 years, the essential occupier should not be allowed to buy a private property. Okay, so I feel that as long as you kept HDB owner from buying private property, that's number one. That is fair because you protect the HDB system. This is just my opinion. Disclaimer again, this is just my opinion. Okay, because today I said in the Telegram group, PR already like this. PR buy HDB flat cannot buy private property. So I feel that HDB flat should be fair. Okay? You want to buy HDB flat, cannot buy private property. Whether is it essential occupier or whether is it owner. Okay, essential occupier means that you need this person to be inside the name of the property to buy the HDB. But they may not need to be an owner. We call that essential occupier if you don't understand. Number two, I say that TDSR and MSR can change because once you change the TDSR and MSR, then people can borrow less money. Why I say people can borrow less money? The reason is because now the Federal Reserve has dropped the interest rate. Once the Federal Reserve dropped the interest rate, the Singapore mortgage rate will drop. Then when Singapore mortgage rate will drop, the stress test will drop. If the stress test percentage drop, means people can borrow more money. So in order to stop people from borrowing more money, the government can increase the TDSR, decrease the TDSR and decrease the MSR so that they cannot loan more money. So this is to balance the effect of the Federal Reserve. But if you know yesterday, the Federal Reserve didn't really drop much. I think this time it dropped 0.25% and it says that it may not drop again or it may drop very little. And then I heard that the stock market crashed 5% or whatsoever. So why all these things are happening? It's very simple because they are going to change precedent. They're going to change to a precedent where a lot of people are watching. They still don't know what will happen. If I'm not wrong, even the Bank of Japan hawked some of the interest rate and say that they will monitor and all these things. So there's a shift in the economic factors. Okay, I'm not a guru for it. I'm just a watcher and I can only tell you that like that. I'm not a guru. Okay, so again, I talk about SSD. SSD go back to 4 years. Why do I say that? Because in my years in the property market, I seen SSD 4 years. Last time SSD was 4 years. If you sell in the first year, it's 16% SSD. Then the government cancel it and put SSD to 3 years. Means you have to hold the property for minimum 3 years. Then from 16%, they cap it to 12%. So first year is 12%, then 8%, then 4%. But the thing is, SSD can go 4 years because if you go SSD 4 years, people will stop flipping the properties. If people stop flipping the properties, then that will also cap the property market. So the government actually ever did it and it works. So I feel that these three measures are better measures than doing ABSD or increasing BSD. Because all this, the word use ABSD is already wrong. Number two, I refer ABSD to people that are buying second property. How many of these buyers are buying second property in the market today? They are not. They are not, I can tell you, it's a very, very small percentage. The percentage is not significant enough. So by increasing this ABSD, you are not killing off the effect enough. So to me, all these opinions doesn't make sense lah. Okay, doesn't make sense in my way. So I feel that main thing is got to protect the HDB system. So don't let people abuse the HDB system. So anyway, that's it. This is my maybe last video for this year. I will continue to do video. Next year, for the start of the year, if for you, if you're watching till now, thank you very much. Okay, please help me like and subscribe. I'm going to explain to you. To me, I'm going to leave a little secret at this back of the video. If you watch till here, congrats. The secret is here for you. To me, very simple. I think the property market will do well in the first few launch of the year because they are good launches. Like for example, Toa Payoh, Tampines, there's an EC also in Tampines. All these are good locations, are rare launches that never happened for many, many years. These are considered unique launches that will do well, in my opinion. Then later on, I feel that looking at what will happen later on at the economic factors, I cannot comment fully, but I feel things will stabilize out again. Then people will have a see and wait position again because they are going to see how what changes is going to happen when the US president is going to change and whatsoever. And I think our government, our Singapore election is also coming in 2025. So I feel that 2025 is an interesting year. Will property market drop? I really tell you that I don't think Singapore property market is at risk at any point at all. So I won't expect any drop in Singapore property market for at least the 1 to 2 years. Unless a bubble is created, something happened, economic crisis, Lehman Brothers, IT, everything happened, then the bank lose money, bank close down, then maybe. But looking at it, I think our property market is going to go on a very stable position. Will it rise bit by bit, maybe? Will it go down? If your property very lousy, then it will go down. I'm still going to say the same thing. It's still fundamentals, guys. I don't see how our property market will fly. I don't see how our property market will collapse. I already told you I'm not negative and I'm not positive. I just go with the fundamentals. As long as you buy the correct property, it doesn't matter when you buy. It matters when you sell. This, I have been talking this for the last 4 to 5 years from the day my channel started. So you follow me long enough, you know that. You know my style and you follow, you earn a lot of money. A lot of my customers follow me. I told them to buy Jetscape, they make money. I told them to buy Treasure at Tampines, they make money. These are condos that I really, really transact of. One of the most units that I have transacted in all these condos lah. This year, there's also things that I already put in my list that I feel that yes, you hold how many years you will make money. This year, again, my advice if you watch to here is that don't look at short-term gains. You want to buy something, hold it 8 to 10 years. That's all I can tell you. You want to hold it 2, 3 years, 4 years, and you think that you'll make a bomb out of it, I will not recommend you to do that. Okay? So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. Thank you for watching to here. This is one of the longest video I've done. Merry Christmas. Thank you for 2024. I see you again in 2025 and bye bye.